T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Al started us out a little early today, but that's fine, Al. No problems, because everywhere I go, Al, all they want to mention to me is your Hall of Fame thing. Are you getting much of that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, Lodi,
hold on.
I heard you got a free meal with it the other night.
Oh, I get. No, never mind.
Al Borghetti
his whole family got a free meal at Doc's down at the shore,
wow,
right by his house, and everybody stopped by the table to tell him congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
The speculation is true. Once you get in a Hall of Fame, a big one,
yeah,
you never buy another meal.
It's amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Al will never buy another meal. Al, all the pizza for the rest of your life is free.
That'd be cool.
Anyway, we got, ladies and gentlemen, today's a keeper. You got
it?
My word on this. It's great. I know it's a Monday morning in the summer. Nobody likes to get up early. Nobody likes to call early. In this first hour, the WIP morning show is breaking a major story.
Oh,
a story that will have repercussions for Eagle fans. Through, I said later in the hour. repercussions for Eagle fans throughout the upcoming season.
That's big.
Later in the hour. Is it big, Jonesy?
Yeah, it is.
It's big.
It
he
is.
Knows. I didn't even tell Al because I never know what Al. He's kind of a loose cannon. But we will break that story later in the hour. And at 8 o'clock, I am going to tell you, right after our guest, John Stelness, I'm going to tell you that sports as we know it is over.
Dead. Oh, no.
Dead. And that if I were not retiring at the end of the year.
I knew you were going to say that.
I would retire at the end of the year. It is a story so insane. Jonesy, am I underselling it, overselling it?
It's amazing.
It's one of the most amazing stories in sports you'll ever say. Also, pretty much totally unreported. You'll get it fresh here at 8:20. All right? And needless to say, we have to talk about what happened over the weekend and the House of Horrors, San Diego, Petco Park.
It's the worst place ever.
The past 3 years, the Phillies have lost now 3 of their best players. McCutchen and the infamous play in which Gene Segura did not run. And then I got into a fight with Gabe Kapler.
That's right. That's
right. I won that fight. And then that same series, the same year they were there, they also lost Sir Anthony Dominguez. He hurt his arm on the mound.
Had to have
Tommy John surgery. He was out for a year and a half. And then, of course, on Saturday night, you saw what happened with Bryce Harper. But let me start positive. How about that? Because I did see something yesterday that you almost never see. Yeah, there nowadays, the strength of players and how hard they swing the bat, there are more opposite field homers than pretty much you've ever seen before. Al, have you ever seen an opposite field homer that was so far out the batter did not have to leave the batter's box because the moment he struck it, it was a home run?
Yeah, well,
because this led to a Phillies win, I guess softening the blow of what happened to Harper.
Yeah.
Listen to Schwarber win last night's game in San Diego.
2-1 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. Profart looks up, and that ball is gone. And Kyle Schwarber shoots one the other way, and he's turned this game around. It's a three-run home run here in the seventh inning, and the Phillies are up 6-5.
Man, did he hit it. You know, you hit it, you pull it and hit it, you know it's gone. Oh, he hit it the other way and knew it was gone.
Oh, yeah.
How strong is that guy?
Or the,
And that was, there was one other story that came out of it, a story that is pretty much impossible to believe. But Craig Kniebel was on a mound. What's his name? Got tuned, right? What's that? We had this starter.
Oh, Gibson.
Gibson got
tuned.
Gibson got crushed. 2 2/3, 5 runs. So then they, here we go. We'll go to the bullpen. Trouble ahead. And then a parade of previous stiffs.
It was unbelievable.
Went on. And they had been doing it for a couple of days. Yep. So anyway, Nick Nelson came on.
He was great.
3 1/3. Perfect.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
What? Perfect. And then Corey Kniebel came out. Mm-hmm. And you went, well, this ain't
going to be
perfect.
Here we go.
And he was perfect. In fact, here's, listen to how many consecutive batters the Phillies bullpen had gotten out at this point.
Swing and a miss. He got him. 1 2 3 go the Padres here in the seventh inning. 34 consecutive hitters retired by the Phillies bullpen.
What?
Dating back to the Texas
Wait a minute.
Rangers.
34 consecutive hitters. 27's a perfect game. They threw a perfect game and 2 1/3 going into there.
Amazing.
They
Amazing.
Ended up the game. 40 out of the last 41 batters have been retired by that collection of stiffs.
You can't call them that.
Explain.
I can't, but they're on a run. I mean, just it's incredible what they've done. I never would have guessed that in a million years.
All right, so that's the good news. Now let's get to the really, really, really bad news and how we should react to it, because I react differently than some people.
Yeah.
All right? And again, Al, if you say the S word on radio, right, is that bad?
Yeah.
What if it perfectly captures a moment?
No, it was like a coho we had it in,
To me, there are certain situations which should be okay.
Yeah.
Michael Bourne learned the ropes while he's working with Scott Fransky on our radio broadcast. Harper's up fourth inning Saturday night. You will hear a bleep here. No, it is the S word. Let's listen.
And the pitch.
Ooh,
up and hit him. Oh, my goodness. Bryce Harper gets hit up, and he's clutching his hand right now. I don't know how he got his hand in the way of that, but he is in some pain right now. And Harper down on the ground, and Paul Buchheit is out there. Paul Buchheit, pardon me, he's out there checking on him, and Harper is clutching his hand. I can't really tell whether it's the thumb on his left hand. He's standing now. I mean, again, a little bit like last year with St. Louis.
I think a word might have slipped out there. When I seen that ball let loose, you could tell
it was Harper is in some real pain, and he's screaming now, and he's yelling at Blake Snell.
I think that's a case where it's okay because it's highly appropriate.
Pretty much what I said when I read it.
What did people say? Did you see it in real time?
No, what happened was I woke up around 2 o'clock in the morning and I knew they didn't start the game till 10:10. So I said, let me see what happened.
Al, in real time, is your go word the S or the F?
Mine's the F.
Over time, yeah. I've moved from the N to the F because I've aged.
Mine's more the
so
S word.
You're more the S?
Yeah. When I heard the beep, I thought it was the F.
All right, no,
that's
it was the S.
Yeah.
But
the
anyway, bottom line is, this is I guess I'm just not a sportsman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hate Blake Snell.
Yeah, I do too.
And I am not just writing it off. As that's baseball.
No, I'm not.
He's got a dangerous object in his hand, and he used it in that moment recklessly.
Yeah, he did.
He threw a ball 97 miles an hour that nearly decapitated a human being who is important to my city and important to my baseball team.
And important to baseball.
And was angry in the moment, and then he calmed down.
Well, they're friends. That's what makes it even more bizarre.
Well, again, I must tell Harper to do a better job picking his friends.
You could see that Snell was was upset as soon as he threw it.
Not as upset as I was.
Well, no.
I would have. I am not pleased that the Phillies did not at least leave the dugout and come out near the line when Harper was screaming
at Snell. You want the Angels-Mariners situation?
The Angels-Mariners yesterday was a beanball that led to a brawl.
That was awesome.
I'm not saying you have to brawl, but the team could at least state, you have messed with our season. We're not just going to sit here and let you do that without some feedback. Asking too much, Joseph.
No, it's not.
What the hell?
I was angry when I saw it, too. The fact he's struggled for, the last few years now, Snell? Yeah. He doesn't have control. Why is he throwing inside like that? That was ridiculous.
No, I don't know what he's... He stinks now, anyway.
He does.
Anyway.
He's no good.
And just so you understand, I want people to understand what you're dealing with. Blake Snell is a horse's ass.
Oh, that's true.
Blake Snell is a braying jackass.
I don't
disagree
with
that. And I will illustrate it to you from 2 years ago. Al, there was no dumber man during the pandemic than Blake Snell. Because while everyone else was praying for their lives, Blake Snell was saying, I ain't going back to play. And it's got nothing to do with the COVID virus. I ain't going back to pet unless I get all my money from the time we missed.
Exactly.
And if you think I'm misquoting it, here is that jerk.
Y'all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. Like, bro, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
If Blake Snell were in this studio right now, I would punch him. Yeah, Al, you would have to separate me from Blake Snell.
Why is Harper friends with that
guy?
They've been friends since they're like 10.
I know, but get rid of him.
Assault and battery.
Stop. No, you would not.
That punk.
He is.
Right, but just so you know, apparently Harper likes us. I don't know.
Since they were 10 years old. Since they were 10 years old.
No, you know what? It's got something to do. They probably have the same age. It's Scott Boras. He won't let him get mad at him.
Well, do you think Brace is lying that he said he's been friends with him since he was 10 years old?
This here is more audio. We got this also during the pandemic. When Bryce Harper was engaged in a hearty video game with young player Bryson Stott. And Stott is asking him about Snell, and here's Harper then, 2 years ago.
What did Snell say on his stream earlier, do you know?
That he said it's not worth it to play with pay cuts, and you guys are risking your lives getting, obviously getting COVID.
Yeah, I love Snell. That's my guy, bro.
That's my guy,
could you play that last part again? Let's hear this again.
Yeah, I love Snell. That's my guy, bro.
A, I'm not your bro. B, if he's your guy, you need a new guy.
Where do you get a new guy?
First you get rid of the old guy, and then you go shopping for the new guy.
That's true.
So I want to just start with this, because maybe I'm the one. No, Johnson is too effect. Johnson did a whole riff out. I'm not ready to go that far.
Yeah,
Johnson's
that was ridiculous.
Johnson said that Snell was headhunting. Johnson will be out at 7 here, because I want him to defend himself, Al.
It restored my faith in baseball. It's what I want to see in baseball. It was a pure baseball play. And the pitcher was almost crying for what happened.
He was. He was really upset.
He should be, but why is he throwing inside?
Because he's a power hitter up, and he's trying to back him off.
Against a pitcher that's no good.
He wants to be good. It restored.
You never react as a fan.
I do.
No, that's not. A fan is mad.
I don't think.
Is anyone listening right now that was watching that and is mad? Could you
if please? If he hit him in the head, Al, would you be mad?
I'd be mad, but I mean that he didn't try to hit him.
You're not a fan.
He didn't try to hit him.
You're not a fan. You don't know intent. Now, I agree. I think Johnson's out on a limb a little here.
You think?
Yeah. No, he's out. He's saying
stretching.
The guy intentionally threw his head.
No, he threw inside.
I know this. If somebody injures my player, I react angrily. I react
I'm angry.
Mad.
He got hurt.
What do you just say? It's baseball. Oh, he's a good guy. He's my guy, bro.
I don't think we said any of those things.
That's what Harper said, unfortunately.
Well, yeah.
No.
He said it's baseball four or five times.
That's not a fan reaction. A fan reaction is bleep you.
And that was Harper's original reaction.
It was.
If he was in this studio, I'd beat the hell out of him.
you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I'd get my ass kicked. But you know what I'm saying? Where is the anger in the passion? My God. All right, here's the contest today.
What is it?
It's good. And first of all, what's good is what we're giving away today. I'm your judge today because I know words better than you guys.
Okay.
All right. Jason Kelce signed Eagles jersey. Jason will be with us on Wednesday from 8 to 10 in the morning and back from 4 to 8 at Ocean Drive in Seattle City, right on the main drag, Landis Avenue.
He'll be good
at it. Bartending proceeds, all the proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. If you already have one or whatever, you can have a $100 Visa gift card or $100 to Patty's Green, where the morning show will be on Wednesday for our live broadcast. No, that can't be true.
Oh, I thought, yeah.
It can't. Where? Patty's Green, where on Wednesday we're at the OD.
No, it's their part of the OD.
It's oh,
part
it's of the it. Same
yeah.
place.
Yeah, yeah, it's there right next to the poorhouse.
That's not confusing at all.
Well, you should read the emails that get sent to you.
Rhea, if I read every email you sent me, come on.
I know, you're too busy reading other people's emails.
Listen, I'm not even done yet. I get a pair of tickets to see the Phillies Cardinals on July 2nd at 4 or 5. Kids are going to get a PJP cooling headband. Go to Phillies.com and a limited edition Kelly Green, Jason Kelce WIP t-shirt. And if you come out to see him at our show mm-hmm. later in the day, he'll even autograph it for you.
Nice.
All that great stuff. Here's what I need. And
what?
This is why I'm the judge today, because I'm good with words, mm-hmm. especially Wordle. I nailed yesterday.
Oh.
All right, anyway, here we go. Give me a one word to describe the 2022 Philadelphia Phillies.
Mm. Wow.
One word to describe this strange team.
Oh, yeah.
215. All right. And I already gave you a word. But I am the judge today, and you will win one of those prizes. And if you get out early, you will not have to wait because it's the summer and it's a Monday.
It's a Monday. It's going to rain a little bit.
Is anybody mad? Because I'll tell you one thing, when I make this announcement at 6:40, you're going to be mad.
Oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. I realize this show might be kind of negative because of what happened to Harper. And just so you know, if you just tuned in, Al Borghanti is stating that it reinforced his
I got away from the analytics and all
sports.
That stuff. It's like, at least I'm thinking the guy's trying to flip
I
and win.
Don't think I have ever heard a dumber take from you.
Well, it's early.
I am angry, and I would be physically angry at that dope Snell.
Yes.
I hate that guy.
Yes,
but
should.
I do want to make one statement, though, because I don't know if
what
I'll come
it?
Up in the show. I am delighted and thrilled that Tampa will not be holding up a fourth cup in 7 years. I hate Florida.
Yeah.
I hate Tampa. Mm-hmm. All indications to me, Josie, you played there, is that Colorado deserves it more than Tampa.
Yeah, it was
and
time.
And we'll embrace it.
It was time.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah, it's a fun city to play in, and their fans are going to have a great parade.
Yes, they are.
And you guys enjoy it, because next year, Mr. John Tortorella will be holding up that trophy.
Okay.
All right.
No, Al, that's not what Al said off the air. Yeah. Said Farabee's got a disc issue.
No, it's a surgery.
I think he said disc.
Yeah, it sounded like that.
Not sure. Yeah. And everybody, listen to me. This is going to be awesome on Wednesday at the OD. Do you know I've never been in it?
Okay, first of all, we are going to Patty's Green.
Outside.
And that is, no, so this is an extension of the Poorhouse. Have you ever been to the Poorhouse?
Yes.
For dinner?
I love the Poorhouse.
He's on his way.
They bought the McGowan's house next door.
Next year. Yeah. Go ahead, Abe. I'm sorry.
So Patty's Green is an extension
of
the Poorhouse. It's outside. It's got some fake turf. It got some grass there.
Beautiful.
It's really very nice.
Looking forward to it. Jason will be there. Jason Kelce will be there for 2 hours.
Jason Kelce will be there for 2 hours. And he's promoting his big event at the Ocean Drive that night where he will be guest bartending.
It's awesome.
And it's going to be a great time. It's all for the Eagles Autism Foundation. So you're going to get the opportunity to see Jason.
Al, he was tooling around. Mm-hmm. This guy, he's like one of us. He was tooling around the main drag of Sea Isle this weekend in a golf cart.
Nice.
Oh, everybody rides golf carts.
And everybody was, he's a distinctive looking guy with the big beard.
Yeah.
He owns the town.
Yep. I used to see Jason at the OD when I was partying 8 years ago.
Awesome. He's real. He's the man.
He is the man.
All right. Anyway, Ava, what's our first of two questions of the day?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Silverados in stock, ready for immediate delivery and all discounted below MSRP. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Can the Phillies make the playoffs if Bryce Harper is out for the season? Yes or no?
Keith Jones.
No.
Reuse.
No.
Al Morganti.
The season, no.
No, Mia. We all have no, Ava. Life is such a happy little clam to you. Do you?
Life's
like
a
that.
Happy clam for
she's
me.
She's happy like
that's
a.
That's great.
No, you're happy like a clam. I'm sorry.
I got
my clam reference.
Yeah. Yes. Be careful how you direct clam at me. Okay?
Are you okay on this? Are they going to still make the playoffs, Ava?
Yes.
Of course.
It's like a shell game.
Tim is on the line to kick us off today from Cinnamon Sin. Hi, Timmy.
Hey, how are you?
Tim, Al said it restored his faith in sports, and I say I wanted to punch out Blake Snell. Where are you on this?
No, I'm right behind you.
Thank you.
Because you're going to fall over, and I'm going to have to hit him. He was 97 miles an hour at the man's head.
Al thinks that's great because, Al, give me again why you think this is really a good thing.
The guy was trying to win the game, tried to back him off the plate, wasn't trying to hit him, and he legitimately felt bad afterwards
over
what happened.
How do you know he felt bad? The guy's a punk.
The guy was crying on the mound.
All right, yeah, maybe those were crocodile tears.
He was scared.
Al, your thought that it restored your thing in baseball is one of the dumber things you've ever said.
I'm telling you.
But I agree with you that he was upset. Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, that.
Because the baseball player knows when someone's trying to hurt you.
Okay, so I'm going to take what you just said as truth, okay? That a baseball player knows. Who's sitting in the dugout?
Are they baseball players?
Did they go on the field?
No.
Did they know?
I don't like that they didn't go on. Well, Tim, did you want those players to come out and defend their best player?
I would have been on the top of the steps.
You did, right.
I thought you told me a baseball player knows.
Right. This is not a court of law, Al.
MVP of the league.
This is not, you are not interrogating
him. So if you were a teammate of the MVP of the league and you thought he was being thrown at, would you come out on the field?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have.
I'd race out on the field.
Right out there.
So did they?
Dogs.
They did it because they're dogs. Because you're more of a baseball player than they are.
He's upset Al didn't play baseball. That's why he's going crazy right now.
Tim, you are right. I don't know what you do. How does this guy be in this city all this time, get these Hall of Fame awards? He doesn't even know the friggin' fans. You don't do that to my player, and I just stand there and say, ooh, I wonder if you'll hit the next guy, too.
He didn't.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Timmy, give me one word for the Phillies right now.
Insufferable.
Insufferable.
Wow.
And this is after winning 3 out of 4. That's why I love this city, Timmy. Excellent one. Insufferable. Let's go next to John in Philly. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Are you mad or not? You're a great Phillies fan.
I'm not too upset that he hit Harper. I mean, that's part of the game. You want to back him off. And I don't think it was intentional because they are friends.
Oh, so... Oh, God, I don't even know how to answer. This never happens. I don't even know what to say.
I don't think I've ever heard you go, because I
never have. Because I don't even... Jonesy, take this call.
Keep going. You're on a roll.
No, I mean, jeez. Yeah. I do agree with Al. I think this is part of the game. I think this is something that needs to come back. I mean, listen, you know, it's very upsetting that Harper's going to be out, but... I mean, it is part of the game. You have to expect it.
Oh, man.
I don't think Harper expected it.
No, he didn't. No.
I demand that you leave the city. You leave the city of Philadelphia, John. You are not worthy to be in our fan base. And I love you, know, John. I respect you. That's an asinine take. Our guy's done for the year. Probably
he's not done for the year.
His thumb is shattered, and you're going. It's part of the game. Part of the game. My ass. I'm punching somebody.
Well, that's part of the game, too.
Well, yeah, it wasn't part of that game.
No, it wasn't.
No, it should have been. All right, John, give me a word. Give me one word.
Discouraging.
Discouraging. All right.
Insufferable.
Well, that's a little insufferable and discouraging. What if they
went 7-4 on the road trip?
Yeah.
It's a good road trip. They won another series.
Right.
The bullpen was tremendous.
Yeah. I need people who are like me. I'm an emotional human. And that's why until my last breath in this world,
that could happen sooner.
Bitching about something.
Yes. Yep.
Right? I guarantee it. I've already told my wife, my final words will not be charming words.
No.
They will be, they should have thrown a ball at his head.
You're a sick man.
No, it's a fact.
I like it.
All right, Will's up next from Jenkintown. Hi, Will.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing fine, Will. What's on your mind today?
I'll tell you what, I agree with you. I'm not going to say the guy did it on purpose, Angelo, but I'm frustrated beyond belief with that. That's our guy. That's Harper.
Let me tell you something, Will. I am not here to assign what was in the mind of Blake Snell. Here's what I know. He's a freaking punk, and he ruined our season, possibly.
He sent it down the drain. He didn't help it.
And I am not about to do what this moron Morganti just did, Mr. Hall of Famer.
It did ruin our season.
It ruined our season. And he's like, my faith in sports has been restored. That's asinine.
We beat a Padres team.
When your player goes down, you gotta support that, and you gotta get angry about that. It was the same thing when Wentz got hurt back when. There was not enough uproar about that. There's not enough uproar about this.
Oh, not the first one. You mean the one
the
one that ruined his career.
Well, that's the point when that doesn't happen, when there isn't that instantaneous negative reaction, you start to wonder how much they love the guy.
The
first time ever, I'm saying to myself, well, that's Harper. He's writhing in pain. The manager's out there. Yeah. All this is going on, and these guys, Real Muto, sitting on his ass in the dugout.
And what was Harper doing? He was pissed.
Yes, he was.
Harper was yelling about it. Yeah, nobody else on that team did anything to come out and address it. It's really strange.
Best point. Even if the intent was noble. Harper in that moment was not signaling to his teammates it was noble.
Exactly.
Harper was going, that son of a...
Yes, he was.
And then that alone should have gotten him out of the dugout.
Yes, it should have.
Will, you don't just let somebody do that to your biggest star.
No, he's your teammate. He's your partner.
He's my friend.
You don't have any.
It's my quarterback.
Hypothetically.
It's my quarterback.
All right, Will, give me one word to describe the Philly.
I got a good word for you guys.
Yep.
Frustrating.
Frustrating is a great word.
You know why? That's true.
Because it's so true.
Even when they win.
You know what's great? Even when they win, you don't know how to feel. Like, I'm really happy they won that game.
Yeah.
I played for you. The first day I played was the Schwarber home run because it was amazing. Schwarber.
No, he's been unbelievably good.
Schwarber's been terrific.
Yes, he has.
Castellanos got four little dribbler singles.
Finally did
something,
anyway.
But he did something. But now is he going to go on a tear?
If he does,
here's the psychology of a sports fan.
You're not going to look at this negatively, are you?
Yes. If he goes on a tear, I'm going to go, imagine if this were happening and Harper was there too. Harper would have so many more RBIs. Harper would be so much more effective in a lineup where Castellanos is actually doing what he's paid
now
to do.
Now you're just hoping that he helps carry you through until he comes back.
I am, but does he become- Rhea, we got a doctor DHA. Coming out at 7:40. And I'm going to tell you right now what the doctor's going to say.
Uh-oh.
When that thing is done, they're going to have to decide if it's surgery.
Yeah.
If you're starting to stick plates in there and stuff, you're done for the year. You know what you're going to end up doing? Two surgeries at once. You're going to do that. You're going to do the elbow. Do them both, and then he's going to wait.
Well,
he still needs the surgery on the elbow.
Glad we don't have to talk to the doctor. You've already got two surgeries.
No, when I go to a doctor, I have already plotted in my brain the worst-case scenario. Right?
You went online and looked it up and tried to diagnose.
You and my brother
are exactly
the same.
It's so annoying. I already know what's wrong with me. Right. I'm like, where's your medical
degree?
Excuse me.
You and your brother are not even close. Me and your brother are not close.
I know.
All right? For reasons I'm not
going
to bring up here.
What were you going to the doctor
for, Inch? Well, I have gone to the doctor for a variety of things. Right? I mean, sometimes it's just to get a general checkup and a little goose up the caboose. Christian.
They charge extra for that?
Christian is on the line next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Andrew. What's up?
What's happening, Chris?
Oh, what is happening is right.
So, all right.
That's
so,
a technical term, I think.
That is a medical term.
Oh, yeah.
Look it up. I'm sorry, Christian. Go ahead.
All right. So, yes, I was upset with Blake Snell, what he did on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I feel that, you know, and I don't know intent, you know, on either side, but I feel that what the Phillies did yesterday was hitting the two guys yesterday that, at least that I saw, was enough to get, you know, retribution.
So those were intent. They were sending a signal with those things, even though they were nowhere near as heinous as the one that happened to Harper.
I feel so. I mean, I feel like it is, but at the same time, like, that's the thing I've learned about, you know, the players is they said if you're going to hit me, you know, as far as like retribution and whatnot, you know, you can go anywhere for the legs or, you know, the backside of a player, but don't go up in the head.
Chris, let me put you in the dugout. So he gets hit, right? And then he's grimacing in pain. Now, I'm his teammate and I love this guy.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm frustrated. Now, I'm watching him scream at the pitcher. And that's saying to me that my star player thinks he did something wrong.
Correct.
At that point, Chris, I'm on the field. Are you?
Yep. I'm
that's it.
On the field.
That's the real story. In that moment, given that your star is not pleased with the player of the other team, I got his back.
Mm-hmm.
Not that complicated. My goodness. Give me a word for the Phillies, Chris.
I'd have to say confusing.
Confusing. That's a very good word, too. All right, we're up and running with a very good contest so far. Let's keep it going. But we got to stop for a minute for a big, big news story.
Uh-oh.
This has been reported nowhere but one place, and one of my emailers picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going, we have it confirmed. And we will announce it now. It is not good news.
Oh, no.
If you're an Eagle fan, this is going to upset you. But we are about to break a big story in Philadelphia media. It's coming up next. All right, before I go any further with this big story, I would like to thank my one emailer who is paying attention when nobody else was, including all the media that cover the sports in this city. His name is Gerald Elkin. And he emailed me on Thursday. Now, I did not break this story on Friday because at that point I did not believe him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why don't I take you through this systematically? Because our lives as Eagles fans are going to change starting the first week of the next season.
All right.
Because my ritual is I watch the game, and then just as the last seconds are ticking away, I switch over to NBC Sports Philadelphia to watch, for me personally, the best post-game show I've ever seen anywhere, anytime in my life. You have legends, Michael Barkan, Barrett Brooks, Ray Dittiger, Seth Joyner. And just to remind you, because we have lost Ray Dittiger, he retired.
Yeah.
And here's a sample of the kind of commentary we will not hear from Ray anymore.
I don't know how, knowing what was on the line here, knowing how important this game was, against a team like the Cowboys, to show up and play as badly as they played tonight and as uninspired as they played tonight and
that's
as
right there.
And as lifeless and dumb in every possible way. There was not a single thing about this Eagles performance that you could look at and say, okay.
We can build on that.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's okay. There was nothing, nothing.
Passion, credibility, gravitas.
Mm-hmm.
These
that's
are people that have, their opinion matters. And Ray Dittich's voice has been silenced by his retirement. And then you've got Seth Joyner. Al, to me, he is the co-star because he also takes no prisoners.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. You know, the coaching is elementary. Players are inept and look ill-prepared. You know, it's just a comedy of errors. You know, defensively, you know, we have no answer for anything because we're just basic. And offensively, when we've had success, we don't go back to the plays that give us success. I don't know what to say. It's going to be a long season, guys, a long season.
I love Seth Joyner. Do you realize after most Eagles losses, Al, we got calls from people proposing that he take over the defense?
Yep.
Say, get out of the press box. We need you down on the field. We need you coaching the team. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my dishonor to have to announce Seth Joyner is also leaving the Eagles pre- and post-game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. He's leaving. He's done. You say, can't be true. That was my reaction.
Yeah.
When I got it on Thursday, it was my reaction. And then the guy sent me a clip from the Seth Joyner Show podcast last week, which no one picked up. But ladies and gentlemen, here's the announcement.
I will not be returning to NBC Sports Philadelphia to do the pre- and post-game show this upcoming season. You know, sometimes things run their course. And it's time, you know, my man Ray Diddy called it a career. And, you know, it's hard to replicate and duplicate the kind of chemistry and camaraderie that we had.
So it kind of sounds there like, since Ray is going, I don't want to break in a new guy, I'm going too. But maybe not. I you never know. Al,
think he's gonna coach?
Don't you get the sense that people said to me a long time ago, it's usually correct. Follow the money.
Yeah.
Because I think another opportunity has presented itself.
Well, that's what he said. He did say that to me.
I'm going to play.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
But I'm setting it up.
Oh.
Al, money. I don't know how much they pay over there. You work there. Is it incredibly lucrative?
Well, not for me, but he's good.
I know.
Al's rich already. He doesn't need the money.
Man. Anyway, this suggests, Al, that he will be heard, but it won't be where we're normally listening to him. Listen.
Listen, don't worry. Information will flow in the next couple of weeks. It's not like, you know, you're not going to be able to hear my commentary. Another situation arose and created an opportunity for me, you know, to do something different, to do something new. I've been at Comcast for 5-6 years. And sometimes, you know, quite honestly, things just kind of run their course. And it was time.
I don't believe in the term run the course.
Yeah.
Right? It had not run the course because it was still awesome. Jonesy, you are a network guy.
Yeah.
You've had many jobs in broadcasting. What do you think's going on here?
I think he got a better offer.
Got a better offer.
Else. Yeah. But he's an extremely talented guy. It'd be a huge loss.
It's a huge loss. I'm trying to picture this. I love Micah. I love Barrett. But those other two guys were my cleanup hitters. Those were the big boys.
I would loosen it up and try to keep him personally.
No, he just said he's out.
Yeah, but I think you're never out until it's official. So
no,
I would be trying to get him to stay.
You still would at this point. Well, here's the thing. Literally just this second, the story is now in Philadelphia.
Right.
Nobody heard it. Nobody picked it up except Gerald Elkin. And he told us, and we got it, and we played it for you. Seth Joyner is out from the postgame. The pregame's nice, but the postgame's great. Let me tell you something now. There are not five pleasures in my current life that are greater than turning over to 847 on my dial after an Eagles loss, particularly a heartbreaker, where those two men, Seth and Ray, would emote and attack and take down the people that ruined my Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's ruined anyway. Ah, Seth Joyner is not on NBC Sports Philadelphia anymore. This is bad.
Hmm.
Let me bring on the ultimate Eagle fan, Eagle Shirley. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, family and friends. Angelo, you got to give me a second because I was.
Listen,
you got to give me a second.
Yes.
Your friend, my friend, our friend, Dr. John C. Flammer of Penn Presby, he's retiring. He's retiring, and I just want to send him a congratulations. And, you know, because he spoke very highly of all of y'all.
All right.
Congratulations
to him. Now, please, I'm giving you a minute to talk about Seth Joyner not being on the post game.
So, you know what, Angelo? I don't know. I'm like, Keith, it's probably money, but if they have a chance to keep him, the way he said that, it's time, you know, it sounds like he don't want to stay anyway.
No, he's out. Jonesy is trying to smudge it and make it seem like it's not done.
I wish he was done.
He said, I'm done. There's no wiggle room. Joe, play the beginning of that. Does this sound like wiggle room to you, Shirley?
I will not be returning to NBC Sports Philadelphia to do
that. There's no wiggle room.
He was careful in his wording. He was very careful in his wording. And like Jonesy said, money talk, it ain't final until it's final. Now, if he do go, listen, we will be, like, very, very, very upset. And who will replace them? And I said to Joe, Ike Reese. Who else going to bring that passion?
No.
Who else going to bring?
Ike Reese is a homer.
Listen, at the end of the day.
He's too nice. I need viciousness.
Yes, Ike Reese will bring that all day long. I'm saying.
I love Ike, but no.
No, yes, he will. Man down, Angelo, I'm about to get on you. It's different when you're on that TV and at the post game after a game.
You're going to get that after a game.
It's totally different.
That's true.
Talking radio from the preseason that I see Ike and them do. It's different after a game. You're
going to
get
true.
All those emotions.
In other words, hold on. So I'm getting the raw stuff, not after they homogenized it with their brain. Now I'm getting, you know, you may be onto something.
Trust me.
I'm going to start calling Ike after tough losses to see if you're right. Then they calm down. It's like Harper when he screamed at Blake Snell, and then he calmed down. And I like that moment with the anger right there. Bang.
That part right there, and I was calling up about my baby Bryce. When that happened, and he held his thumb, and he was jumping, and he was turning around, and he screamed at the man, I know you didn't mean it. That's not the point. The fact that you did. And I said, how many times, Lord? What's going on? Why is Bryce Harper the one keep getting hit, keep getting hurt? He's a sacrifice lamb for this Philadelphia Phillies.
Are you saying those players should have come out of that dugout when they saw Bryce screaming at the pitcher?
They should have did something because I was jumping up and down. I said, enough is enough now. Let this man play baseball. Stop trying to throw too far, too close to his head, to his body parts. Throw towards the dirt or the bat. Let him at least try to hit it.
Hold on a minute. Al Borghetti stated earlier in this hour that he restored his faith in sports. Do you agree with that dumbass remark?
Listen, Angelo, I'm not getting between you and your colleague out. I'm getting between that.
Come on, Cheryl.
No, I'm not getting between that because you ain't going to talk about me when I hang up. No.
No, chant dumbass. D-U-M-B-A-S-S, dumbass.
The last time I called, I said I've been cursed, so why you want me to? Lord, pass the lefton. When you coming back to Beloved?
I tell you what, could happen at any time.
He needs to.
Next year, I'm going to need a lot of prayers then, Cheryl.
Yes.
But I also was letting you know, Angelo, too, that Beloved St. John, we're going to be in the house at the Phillies game August the 19th versus the Mets.
Ooh, I'm putting money on that one. I got God on my side.
We have 2 seconds.
Pastor Lupton. No one's going to lose with Pastor Lupton there. That's a win, Al. Jonesy, get out. Yeah, we're going to put some money on that
one. I love it.
August 19th. That's
August
a win.
August 19th versus
Cheryl,
the Mets.
Cheryl, give us what?
Baby, listen, Seth Joyner, I don't know what's going on. I hope it is about more money, baby, but this is for you. E-A-G-L-E-S-E-S. I love Love God you, bless. Cheryl.
Jonesy, why are you ruining my breaking story?
What is it? What'd I do?
I say he's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a cut of him saying I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And then you're going, well, there's still time.
Oh, I'm hopeful and then that you there's just, time to make the, up gave, the negotiations. That's
you
all.
Handed false hope
yes.
to the whole audience. He made... It said Joyner is not a namby-pamby guy.
The term things have run its course means I haven't got enough money
Maybe
yet.
He's taking your job.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, fine with me. You know what? And I find him exciting and combative like myself.
And they're going to put you on the post game.
Wow. No, I'm not. No.
Yeah, that would be great. Actually.
I used to work there. I no longer work there. And I have not aged in a telegenic manner.
We're on to something here.
No.
Hold on.
This is a great idea.
Jonesy, hold on.
Yeah, let me see.
Take a look. Good luck in
I'm
my
watching.
Head.
I'm watching.
Does this look like a head that people are going to want to see after a tough loss?
Do you have any blue
glasses? Not at all.
Do you have any blue glasses?
You could wear like a helmet or something maybe to put you on, like an old football helmet.
Leather.
Yeah.
Glenn's out from Center City. Hi, Glenn.
First and foremost, there is no way in the world that Don Felicia came out that dugout and kicked Sales' ass. Because all that damn, all the stuff that Bryce Harper had to go through about getting anybody else to get back in the lineup and do all those extra things to get treatment, they should have came out of the dugout and whooped his foot.
Yep.
Thank you.
Here, here.
Now, Al, would you like to reiterate the reasons why it restored your faith
because
in sports?
I have had it with cold numbers in sports, analytics, shift, this, that, the other thing. Baseball, to me, can be a very physical game, a very difficult game, and that game where you brush people off and guys get hurt sliding in and you can have takeout slides, you can take the catcher out. I just needed some of that in baseball.
It's a horrible take.
It's just a Go terrible ahead. Take.
It's just an awful, dumbass take. I don't know what's happened to
I'm sorry.
Got all
this nonsense
brain.
With baseball, too. The catcher's got to have a leg down so the ball doesn't go to something. Give me some. Brush him back. It happens.
This is embarrassing.
Brush him back and break his thumb.
The best player in the game.
Glenn, that is appalling.
Look, they're supposed to be the fighting Phils. I can't tell they want to fight. I mean, he should have been out of that dugout because Bryce Harper was driving in pain. And, you know, when he starts snapping on Snell, that's when everybody came out the dugout, even the manager.
I got to tell you something, Glenn.
Well,
I know
the manager's Canadian. He ain't
been,
going out.
You've been a caller for a long time. Man, if I get in a scrape, Glenn from Center City's got my back. I know that. Right, because you're a man's man, and you have the old the honor coat. And when people do stuff, you don't just stand there, Glenn. If it's bad, you back up the person who's on your team.
And then on top of that, the bullpen's been pitching well, and then you get all these easy teams you compete and get some ground up on the Braves and catch ground on the Braves and the Padres and St. Louis. I mean, all the cards were falling right.
You are a great caller, and this is one of your best, Glenn. Give me one word for the Phillies.
Resilient.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
The last two games.
That's very positive for a guy who just ripped the crap out of
that. Was interesting.
But Al, this doesn't happen often that you say something so off the wall.
Yeah. He's lost it.
And am I crazy here to brand Al as stupid in this comment?
In that comment, yes.
In that comment alone.
That comment alone.
Not other comments.
No. I don't believe that Snell was trying to hit him. I don't.
No, well, all right. Well, we're going to get that take when we return.
That's an even dumber
take
than Al's.
I was around the Frank Farley rest stop. In fact, Ava went in to get gas.
What were you doing around there?
I was driving back
from
the shore. No.
Yes.
You're one of these guys.
No, I was driving back from the shore. And
what's Jonesy here?
All right.
Seriously.
Jonesy's really sick. All right. And Al, and I listened to Johnson, and Johnson said, let's make no mistake about this. He was headhunting.
He was
aiming for his head with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
Ridiculous.
We will hear his thoughts and other stuff, including his reaction to Seth Joyner leaving the postgame.
You were at the Frank Farley. And I'm just going with Jones.
That's where he was doing.
One of the nicer rest stops, actually.
No. 215-592.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.